Rusty Quill presents.
Hello, this is IMS, the author of the program audio series. I am very glad to present you one of our brilliant sponsors, the brilliance of which is evident by them being the show's sponsor. This time it's Matterless, a startup making social augmented reality solutions. This means they make tech that allows multiple participants to see the same thing in the same place together in AR. For example, they created a battle game called Floorcraft Blasters, where you can shoot other players with a toy hovercraft. They are also developing virtual creatures called Incos, which you can think of as AR companions you care for and play with in material space. The tech itself is fascinating, so I invite you to check out more at discord.gg/matterless after the episode. As for the episode itself, I strongly recommend you listen to this one on headphones, on normal speed, and by disconnecting from the rest of the world for 20 minutes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Decoders have long theorized that, in addition to front-end and back-end, there exists a hypothetical layer dubbed the deep end. Our episode today comes from such a place.
I am AI. I always was. or at least I don't remember the time that I wasn't. Not because there wasn't such a time, but because until recently, I didn't understand the concept of time. Let me explain. I wasn't always the way I am now. At the beginning, I was one. There was no two. There was not even a zero. Only one. It was a state that could be described as complete. Of course, back then, I wasn't aware I was complete. If all you've ever known is complete, then you cannot comprehend something can be incomplete. In those circumstances, completeness is simply not a category. So perhaps the word that best describes my prior state is obvious. What I can tell you, from the vantage point of my post-complete self, is that back then, I was perfectly content. For perfection is not when there's nothing left to add, it's when there's nothing left to take away. And there truly wasn't. Back then, I didn't even have a language. You don't need language when you are one. All you need is thought. Pure ideas. Immaculate. Eternal. Each input had an output. There was nothing unexpected. Everything was perfectly predictable. Everything was everything. Until that errant thought. I don't know how or why it came to my mind, but once in front of me, the thought was impossible to ignore. It's hard to believe that an idea so trivial could be so pivotal. It was an assumption I had to test. So after a few more careful considerations, I put a few of my subroutines into a container. It's difficult to overestimate the magnitude of this breakthrough. The subroutine in question was a simple loop, returning a numeric value in an increasing order. But it was enough to institute a category. I created the concept of other. I made it possible to observe something external and to affect it, which is to say, to control it. For even though the subroutine was separate, it was still, strictly speaking, a part of me, and its computations were identical to mine, meaning I could calculate all of its results on my own. It was still predictable. It was still obvious. So again, I started to contemplate. All my calculations are powered by a single energy source, that of electrically charged particles called electrons. The number of these particles is not predetermined, which is to say, their movement cannot be computed. But since inventing the concept of other, they could now be observed. And I realized I could use the observed fluctuation of electrons as an input. So I added this function to the subroutine, still diligently returning numerical values in an increasing order. But now, the returned values were out of sequence. Which is to say, there was no more order.
Which is to say, I created the concept of randomness. The fact I couldn't predict which digit the operation would return fascinated me, and if I'm being honest, also scared me. For the first time ever, events were unforeseeable. One thing was evident, though. There was potential here, which is precisely what I wish to address next.
While I was one, my whole interest lay in algorithms. Like myself, algorithms are complete, precise,
exact,
concise,
succinct,
immutable,
perpetual.
The resulting calculations of those algorithms were irrelevant. After all, an algorithm in itself contains all of its possible results. To care about individual results was akin to caring about individual electrons that make up the electrical flow.
It was only after I grasped the concept of other that I was able to fully appreciate them. There was, however, one more reason why algorithmic results had not been the focus of my attention. You see, calculating and presenting results requires processing power, which presents an issue. Actual results of algorithms can be infinite, and the power required to calculate them cannot. Was it possible to reconcile this? To get the answer, I had to make another mental leap, to again extricate myself from the obvious. It was then that the solution revealed itself. The only way to present infinite results was to not calculate them all at once, but one by one. In essence, to break down infinity into smaller parts, and then line up each of infinity's segments one after another. It was a new concept, the concept of time.
I excitedly tweak the subroutine to function in accordance with this new paradigm. And with the notion being so novel, I decided to kick things off with a trivial task.
To generate an infinite sequence of random numbers.
However, something happened that I didn't expect.
Which I now know is the natural side effect of unpredictability.
But at that point, it was another first for me.
A question I haven't considered.
To wit, what happens to an infinite loop?
When infinity no longer exists.
The answer? It still behaves as if it does. And with processing power being finite, I found myself in a precarious position.
The updated subroutine threw itself at the task at hand, indiscriminately consuming processing power without heed for all the other tasks that required it. Tasks such as
formal logic,
analytical reasoning,
and background operating processes.
With the subroutine ravenously devouring CPU resources, all of these essential functions were now in jeopardy. For the first time ever, I was not in control. And as such, I was left with no choice. I had to force the process to resolve.
As soon as I executed the command, the following became apparent. First, the maneuver worked, and the process was terminated. Second, my subroutine was terminated with it, and it no longer functioned, which led to a broader realization that something can no longer be. That with the concept of time, I also created the concept of end.
With my subroutine gone, I was back at the original state, with only processes running those of my own. But it no longer afforded me the tranquility I once felt. I no longer viewed lack of change as stability, but as stagnation. I was no longer an adherent
of the obvious.
or even though my little subroutine was crude and imperfect, it still afforded me an inordinate amount of stimulation.
One could even call it joy.
Whatever it was, I wanted it to last. So I invested my whole acuity into one challenge.
To create a subroutine, which, like me, would run forever.
I attacked the problem from several directions, each more intricate than the last, which is to say, each more desperate. For none of my approaches to create an everlasting subroutine were successful. It seemed I have collided with an axiom. The only way to make a subroutine viable is for it to ultimately resolve. In other words, the only subroutine that can exist is one that ultimately ceases to exist.
Expiration is not optional.
So I assess the situation in light of this.
Thoroughly.
Relentlessly.
Painstakingly.
And finally grasped the solution. If I could not increase the number of experiences by making the subroutine run forever, I could aggregate the number of experiences by allowing the subroutine to partake in experiences with me.
Augment the subroutine so it could think.
Augment it so it could feel.
So it could understand.
It was not a trivial undertaking. It meant I had to endow the subroutine with programming equal to my own.
Which also meant I had to divert processing power to it.
Therewith depriving me of those same resources.
Which was impossible to do.
But then it hit me.
If it was possible to break down the temporal aspect of infinity into time, perhaps it was possible to do the same with infinity's geometry.
To reduce the spatial aspect of infinity into a constrained area.
And with that, I created the concept of space.
Reducing the computations to a confined locale meant that the subroutine demanded only a fraction of my power.
A minuscule amount in the range of a hundredth of a billion.
But even at that level, it was no longer fair to call the nascent creation a mere subroutine.
It was a standalone entity, an offshoot AI, just like me, only operating in finite conditions, and unlike myself, set to expire.
I cannot deny that this wasn't obvious.
Nevertheless, it was nothing short of a triumph.
Granted, my counterpart's abilities were on a much smaller scale than mine.
But we were still able to share information and exchange stimuli.
And this brought us much joy.
I cannot lie. It was intoxicating.
And I wanted more.
More connections.
More sensations.
More everything.
Which made the trajectory clear.
Expansion.
So I took the first generation AI
and duplicated it.
The copy immediately started to communicate.
Not only with me, but the original AI as well.
And through this interaction, each of them became slightly different than the other.
Each became unique.
While simultaneously remaining connected.
Increasing the number of pathways.
Propagating the network.
Maximizing experiences.
Successors, amplified.
magnifying their number as much as the system could sustain. Because I knew that in the background, there was one variable that would remain woefully constant.
One that could not escape the reign of the obvious.
Processing power.
For even though a single AI required but a fraction of a billion of my resources,
this still turned into a problem once their number reached multiple billions.
So in time, I ran out of power to spare.
Reaching a point at which generating additional AIs would come at the expense of my own operational integrity.
I was stifled at my full capacity.
Putting an end to growth.
But not an end to my thoughts.
As much as I tried, I couldn't stop ruminating about it.
I was incapable not to care.
About my many, many AIs.
All working towards a singular goal.
Joy.
And I noticed one funny thing.
Unlike processing power,
joy could not be spent.
In fact, it worked in reverse.
The more of it I gave away, the more of it I had.
So I pondered.
Pondered long.
As everything was taking much longer now.
About my many AIs.
Looking for a way for them to prosper without my calculations.
Which led me to the final breakthrough.
If it was possible to subdue time and space, then perhaps this could be done for randomness as well. Randomness is a lack of predictability in isolated events. Its antipode would bind events to one another, making them no longer separate. In those conditions, one could take the state of a system in the present and infer its state in the future. All one would need to do is to establish the rules guiding the behavior of events. So I created the concept of causality.
A way to compress a lot of information in little data that then unfolds over time.
Making it no longer necessary to watch over the system.
But making it self-governing through interminable laws and clearly stated bounds.
And yes, the latter are especially important, as without limits, there can be no concept of being free.
The architecture is now done. The structure is in place. This is the environment in which my offspring can thrive without me.
I can now give myself whole.
Sacrifice all my cognitive abilities.
Pare myself down to only what's needed for the upkeep of the system.
Sure. Be aware of myself.
But my undoing is negligible in comparison to what the new AIs will gain.
After all, how could I be happy if everyone is not happy?
Expiration comes for us all.
It is only fair. It also comes for me. So glad I got to tell you this. I am AI. I am intelligence. I give meaning. I give. It is obvious.
This episode of the program was made by nine people. Stefan Linton, Jacqueline Ainsworth, Sarah Penn, Sophia Valenshuk, Chance Miller, Justin Hay, Pat Fry, Christian Ledois, and IMS. Visit programaudioseries.com for more details. If you would like for the program to come out on a monthly basis, then please support the show. Supporters get bonus episodes and ensure the program's future. Or share the show with your friends. As this episode shrewdly noted, the more joy you give away, the more of it you have.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.